We're doing Sefer Midot, we're up to page Lam Vav, the introduction. The Magen Midovna had begun with Talmud and Yuma, that the Torah is described that there's a zer, you make a crown around the Aron, and the word zer, a crown, could also be read as zar, stranger. And our sages said that if you merit, if you're pure, then the Torah is your crown, and if not, the Torah is estranged from you. And he said, in order to understand that, we have to understand another medrash, where our sages say, whatever you do, you have strength for. You come to pray, suddenly you don't have strength. You come to learn Torah, you don't have strength. And Hashem says, I wish I never knew you, because you treat me as though it's so hard to worship me. So he said, those two medrashim supplement one another. And then he went on to say, that when we say, Asher Bachar Banu, Hashem chose us, our sages say, Hashem analyzed every nation and saw that no nation was fit to accept the Torah other than the descendants of Abraham. The Medrash says that when Bilam said, I am summoned to curse Jacob, Hashem said to Bilam, wicked one, if a king chooses something and someone else comes and says, ah, that's a bad choice, doesn't he deserve the death penalty? What are you mocking the king's choice? And I chose the Jews, and you are coming and speaking badly about them? So Hashem says, I didn't just draw a lot, and ooh, came out the Jews, okay, they're my chosen ones. But rather, Hashem says, I had a choice, and I chose the one that's right for me. I chose the best one. So Hashem, who knew what was yet to come, and he knew that we'd have our downs. He knew we wouldn't only have ups, and unless he chose us. So that's a testimonial that he won't hate us. He knew where we would go. He knows the future, and yet he did chose us. And that's the idea that we reiterate, Hashem chose us every time we're about to learn Torah. We say, Asher Bachar Banu, Hashem chose us and gave us the Torah. I am not 100%. I'm about to read from the Torah, and I'm not doing it 100%. Yeah, but Hashem knew that in advance, and he still chose us. Uvilam bevo leganot otanu, we're three lines up from the second paragraph on page Lamed Vav, and when Bilam came to deride us, hinei b'zeh yakim ganeh b'avchana v'idea shel mala. So by deriding us, it's as though he's deriding the choice of the one above. V'zeh ma'amaro yitbarach, and that's what the Medrash says, Rasha melech shebrah mana la'atzmo. Hashem says, wicked one, when the king chooses his portion, klomar, halo berer, it's as though Hashem saying, you know, I chose. So what's someone else coming and mocking what I chose? Klal advarim, the general rule. Ki amala asher boreinu yitbarach matza etzlenu. So what did Hashem find unique by us? Asher bavura natan lanu torato hamuda, that made it right to give us his chosen Torah. Bal kochenu asher amala hahi, himilvad advarim zulat ochkim ha-mishpatim ha-ktuvim b'Torah. Must be something about us that's not a part of the mitzvos of the Torah. Because that, we're not always so good at keeping. So what is it about us that made it right for us to accept the Torah? Umah v'asher kadam et ha-Torah. So what was it about us that predated the Torah? Kfar gilu lanu chazal bedivrei ha-ne'imim v'amru. Our sages revealed it and said, derech eretz kadma la-Torah. It is derech eretz that precedes Torah. Ka'umram, as our sages said, ala ma'amar, lishmor et ha-derech ze derech eretz. It says when Hashem established angels at the entrance to the Garden of Eden, they were protecting the path. What path? Derech Eretz. V'chakach Etz HaChaim. It says they're protecting the path to the Tree of Life. The path to the Tree of Life is first Derech Eretz. The Tree of Life is the Torah. V'al derech klal hem nikrim midot tovot. So in general, what is it? What's Derech Eretz? It's having good traits. L'daber rak emet, to say only truth. L'rachem al habriot, to have mercy over Hashem's creatures. K'ma'amaram, as our sages taught, shlosha simanim yesh b'umah zo. This nation has three signs. There are three indicators to a Jew. Rachmanim, bayshanim, gomlei chasadim. Our sages say, a trait of a Jew is he has to be merciful, he has to have shame, and he has to do kindness. Liyot shval ruach b'fnei kol adam, v'chadumei ma'amidot ha'ikorot, for a person to have humility in front of other people. And these are the cherished traits, asherem pri kodesh ilulim shenefsh nakiv tzadik. They are the fruits, the holy fruits, of a pure, righteous soul. Umayafef na'im, ramzuzal, b'mamram ha'nechbad. That's what our sages alluded to when they said, we're on the top of page Lamed Zayin, Zacha zeh lo zacha zav. Our sages say if he's purified himself, it's a crown. If not, it's a stranger. Ratzonam lomar, our sages meant to say, Zacha adam v'nidlavesh m'malbushim na'im hanu b'midot tovot. V'chakach lamad Torah. If a person purified himself, and he put on nice clothing, meaning he put on nice traits, and only then went to learn Torah, first he became a mensch. So then it's like someone who's wearing fine silk and embroidery, and then he puts on a crown. Anak al tzavro, he puts on a necklace. But what if someone, he's a really bad person. He has really decrepit traits. And then he comes and learns Torah. So that's like someone whose clothing are covered with patches. Nakud v'talu. There aren't two parts of the garment that look the same. V'tachshitim b'roshon. Then he wears a nice crown. V'atzmokezar ala tachshitim. So then he seems estranged from the very jewelry he wears. V'zeo lo zachazar. That's what our sages say. If you didn't purify yourself, if you didn't ensure you're a decent human being before you put on the crown of Torah, so then the two don't match. Okay, so that's step one. And we'll move on from here. Bezat Shem tomorrow.